Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're continuing to encourage you to get into the Word of God, to study the Word of God, that you might know God's plan, God's purpose, God's will for your life, and that your life might be fruitful, fulfilled, meaningful, and that the joy of the Lord might flood your soul and spirit, that the peace of God would rule and reign in your inner life. O beloved, God's Word is so vital and so important. Perhaps some of you listening today do not have a Bible or a New Testament. We'd like to send one to you absolutely free and postage paid. If you'll write to me, Bob Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S, get you a pencil and paper, and jot down this address, Bob, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs, Post Office Box 825, that's Post Office Box 825, you can abbreviate it, just put a capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, 825, and then the last line, the next line would be Ignacio, that's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, Ignacio, comma, capital C-O, that's the abbreviation for the state that we live in, pardon me, which is the state of Colorado. The state of Colorado, capital C-O. Pardon me, I seem to have a little problem with my throat this today. And so that is Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, capital C-O, period, Ignacio, comma, capital C-O, period, and then our zip code is very important. That's 81137-0825. On your last line, you will put capital U, capital S, capital A. That stands for United States of America. And it's very important that you put that on your letter, otherwise the postmaster will not know where to send your letter. So again, it's Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C-O, period, 81137-0825, and then on the last line, it's U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period, for United States of America. Now then, today, we're getting back into our study of the importance of God's Word. Remember, we've already studied that God's Word is the most important piece of literature ever written. God magnifies His Word above His name, and we know that God's name is to be reverenced and to be honored, and that God will not hold him guiltless that takes His name in vain, that is, in an unnecessary way, misusing the name of God. You often hear this on television, over radio, through people's conversation. You hear them using God's name in a vile and in a blasphemous way. They're going to someday give an account for that. Then God's Word brings people to Jesus as Savior. 1 Peter 1:23, we've already discussed how that being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Word of God is that which convicts men of sin and opens their eyes to the truth. And so, God's Word's vitally important, beloved. God's Word brings blessing on those who read, hear, and obey it. Jeremiah wrote, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." And by that he's saying, I partook of them. "And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I'm called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Yes, beloved, God's Word brings rich blessing into the life of those who read it, who hear it, and obey it. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25 tells us to be doers of the Word and not just hearers only, because by just listening to the Word and not obeying it, we're deceiving ourselves. God's Word will strengthen one's faith. Romans 10:17 tells us, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." The Word of God builds up our faith in the Lord God, in what He's able to do in and through our lives. God's Word makes the believers holy. John 17:17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth." And the Word of God has a cleansing effect, and it sets us apart from the world. That is, the Word of God teaches us God's way, which is altogether different from man's way, so that people look at us and say, "There's something different about you. You don't curse. You don't swear. You don't do vile, wicked, evil things that other people do. What is it that makes you different?" The Word of God, beloved. The Word of God teaching us how to live God's way, how to love our enemies, how to pray for those that despitefully use us, how to let the love of God permeate our life and flow through our being that others might see God's love in and through us. Oh yes, the Word of God teaches us to love and to allow God's love to flow through us, that we might be a vessel of love and an instrument through which pure, holy love and compassion and concern and care for those who are hurting and those who are in sin. The Word of God and the love of God. Yes, indeed, the Word teaches us to love our enemy, and to let them see God's love through us. Then it makes the food holy. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4 and 5 tells us that the Word of God makes God's food holy. That is, it blesses us. And as we read the Word of God every day when we have our meal, why, we have some little pieces of cardboard on which we have Scripture written, and we will read a passage of Scripture, and then we pray, asking the Lord to bless the food to our nourishment. And this is what we're told to do in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5, one of the books of the New Testament. And we'll send you that book. If you do not have it, we'll send it to you along with 27 books of the New Testament. And it will come in one volume. If you do not have it, if you'll write to us to the address that I gave you earlier, we'll be delighted to send you a free New Testament. Reading and studying God's Word is an act of obedience. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Oh, it's so important that we know the Word of God, and we know the truth of God's Word, and we understand what the Word of God teaches, and Every child of God has the Holy Spirit of God living within him. And we're told in the Gospel of John that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. In chapter 14, that he's our teacher and will lead us into all truth. And so as you read God's Word, there's some things you won't understand, but there's some things, as you read the Word, the Holy Spirit will open up your understanding, will help you to grasp and comprehend and understand. And the more you grow in the knowledge of God's Word, that is, the more you understand the Word of truth, the more the Holy Spirit will open up your understanding. Beloved, I've been a believer since I was 5 years old, and I'm now almost 73 years old, and yet I still learn new truth every time I get into the Word of God. The Holy Spirit opens up new truth to me and instructs me in ways I've never seen before. Oh, beloved, how I love God's Word, and how it will bless and enrich your life if you will get into it, if you will read it, if you will study it, and if you will ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate your mind, to open up your thinking, to help you to grasp new truth. The Holy Spirit will answer that prayer, for God wants you to know the truth, because the truth liberates and delivers us from the bondage of sin, from the control of sin, from the dominion of sin. Oh, beloved, the truth is God's Word. God's Word is truth. And Jesus is the living truth, and the Word of God is revealing the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ as well as the Word of God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. It is the truth, and it will liberate you from the bondage and dominion of sin. So reading God's Word is important, very important, and meditating upon it. If you who have a whole Bible will look with me to the book of Proverbs. In the middle of the Bible, you come to the book of Psalms, and right after Psalms is Proverbs. And in Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6, we read, "For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." Yes, that's what the Word of God is, beloved. It's the words that have come out of the mouth of God that give knowledge and give understanding. It gives wisdom. Wisdom is practical, basic truth put into practice, showing us how to obey the truth and how to live in the truth and how to walk in the truth. And so, beloved, the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Once you get into the Word of God and allow the Spirit of God to begin to teach you the truth of God, that you might grow thereby. Join us again next time. Till then, goodbye.